This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, 81 years ago today, we were attacked. Pearl Harbor, our naval base near Honolulu, Hawaii, was unfortunately the scene of a surprise attack, devastating, and the inciting point for us to enter World War II. And this happened before 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, where hundreds of Japanese fighter planes descended on the base, destroyed nearly 20 American naval vessels, 8 battleships, at least 300 airplanes. Over 2,500 Americans died in the attack, including civilians. Another 1,000 were wounded. The day after the assault, FDR asked Congress to declare war on Japan. And December 7th is... It's a day in infamy, and we will not, we don't forget, and it reminds us of how, you know, we were still pretty advanced in the 40s, and there was a world war going on with Nazi Germany, and you know, we get drawn into this conflict, and I bring up, you know, how I'm very, very wary of what's been happening with Putin and moves that China may make on Taiwan, because sadly, this, you know, we could be very, very easily drawn into another conflict. Now, less surprised because we're ready. We have radar. Although, you know, many accounts had said we saw the planes. It's just individuals thought they were shipments of planes or something else. So this wasn't, though, an overnight issue. There were tensions rising. They said the United States, according to History.com, was unhappy about Japan's increasingly belligerent attitudes towards China. The Japanese government believed that the only way to solve its economic and demographic problems was to expand into its neighbor's territory and take over the import market. Japan declared war on China in 1937. Then bloodshed happened. American officials responded to this aggression with a battery of economic sanctions and trade embargoes. They reasoned that without access to money and goods, and especially essential supplies like oil, Japan would have to rein in its expansionism. Little similar to what's going on with Putin, but not identical. Instead, the sanctions made the Japanese more determined to stand their ground, and during the months of negotiations between Tokyo and Washington, neither side would budge, and it seemed that war was all but inevitable. I mean, you think back going, why would they want to mess with America? Why? But they did. So Pearl Harbor, in the Pacific Ocean, in Hawaii, 2,000 miles from the U.S. mainland, 4,000 miles from Japan. And it was, some military advisors did think that there could be a threat there, but because it was so isolated and, you know, why, you know, it just didn't, it wasn't believable. American intelligence officials were confident that any Japanese attack would take place in the nearby European colonies in the South Pacific, the Dutch Indies, Singapore, or Indochina. Because American military leaders were not expecting the attack so close to home, the naval facilities at Pearl Harbor were relatively undefended. Almost the entire Pacific fleet, they said, was moored around Ford Island in the harbor. Hundreds of airplanes were squeezed onto adjacent airfields. So Pearl Harbor wasn't an easy target. The Japanese plan was to destroy the Pacific Fleet. That way, Americans would have a tough time trying to fight back as Japan's armed forces spread across the South Pacific and they could expand. on December 7th after months of planning the practice. From what we understand, they did a lot of research, would get updates on weather, and call people on the mainland, and they used whatever technology they had, and then did their surprise attack. At about 8 a.m., Japanese planes filled the sky. Bombs and bullets rained down at 8:10, and 1,800-pound bombs smashed through the deck of the battleship USS Arizona. It landed in her forward ammunition magazine, and then the ship exploded, sank. There were 1,000 men trapped inside. If you go to Pearl Harbor, the USS Arizona, I believe, is still leaking oil, and you see the oil come up to the surface. It's so somber. If you haven't gone to Pearl Harbor, please do. USS Oklahoma was torpedoed. 400 sailors aboard. Oklahoma rolled onto her side, slipped underwater. And then within 2 hours, the surprise attack was over, but every battleship had sustained significant damage. Arizona, Oklahoma, California, West Virginia, Utah, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Nevada. And most of the other ones were repaired, except for the USS Arizona and the USS Utah. So ships, airplanes, 2,000 people at least died, multiple more injured. But the Pacific Fleet was not crippled. So aircraft carriers moved away, a lot of the from that area, and then we responded. And we responded, FDR addressed a joint session to Congress, said yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. And so the Congress approved Roosevelt's declaration of war on Japan. 3 days later, Japan's allies, Germany and Italy, declared war against the United States. And then Congress declared war on those powers. And then the United States entered the conflict. So this is, December 7th was pivotal. And we don't forget. Just as September 11th, we'll never forget. And we honor those who sacrificed, those who lost their lives, those who stood fighting in underwear and pajamas on that Sunday morning and tried to protect what they could of America's land and America's fleet. So we're very, very grateful. And we don't forget, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So my phone and social media was kind of busy as people were sending me pictures of who was in the lead last night during the Georgia Senate runoff. As for some time, Herschel Walker was in the lead. And then for other times, it was Senator Raphael Warnock. And at the end, there was a huge data dump or votes coming in. And I believe the final tally was, hold on a second, I'm sorry. I think it was almost 100,000, hold on a second. It was, yeah. Nearly 100,000 votes. They had differed by only 4,000 votes at one time. Then they differed about 25,000, either leading. And then at the end, 1.8 million for Raphael Warnock, 1.7 million for Herschel Walker. So Senator Warnock keeps the seat, the incumbent, and now the Senate has 51 Democratic senators, 49 Republican senators. So even though the Democrats technically had majority, this gives Biden a little bit of extra wiggle room. You know, having a 50-50 split and needing Kamala Harris to break the tie, was not as ideal as now having 51 seats to 49. So Biden's nominees could probably get easier approval, less procedural holdups, they feel, and losing control to the House is going to need the Senate to at least push through much of his agenda and hope that the House will be able to follow. Senator Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, didn't always vote D, and they spoke for their constituents. So it still would be tight, but if it is just Joe Manchin or Kristen Sinema, they still have enough to overcome their dissension with the Democrat Party if they disagree. And then there's been a lot of people trying to read into this on what this means in terms of Trump's supporters. So, I don't know much about Herschel Walker. His football days was also before my time when I would watch it. I understand anybody who survives, the NFL and is able to run for office is obviously, got some gut and grit and don't know much about what he would have, done as a legislator. But he did have the support of Donald Trump. You didn't really, though, have a lot of people out there, from what I understand, helping either candidate. And I don't even want to look at how much money was spent on this election. These runoffs cost millions and millions and millions of dollars, and that money could go to, poverty. That money could go to medical clinics. It could go to a whole bunch of things and, helping our homeless. So he was dubbed, I think, a MAGA Republican. And, Biden obviously looks more vindicated if a Trump-backed candidate loses. A lot of Trump's candidates did win, but not all of them. So does Walker's defeat mean that, Trump has less, standing when he runs for office? Many of you asked, what's going to happen with Trump? I don't know. There was just recently a ruling against his companies and tax fraud. So he himself wasn't, from what I understand, found guilty, but there was, I believe the jury found that there were issues of tax evasion with his, one of his companies, at least. And I haven't really been following that, so I'm not ready to report on that yet. So, honestly, whenever somebody backs a candidate and then they lose, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a nail in the coffin for Trump, per se, because, as I said, when we saw a lot of discrepancies where, in my state, it was, pretty obvious that the state wanted Republican Sheriff Joe Lombardo, yet the Democratic senator won. You usually see more parallels between that because those who usually want a Republican governor oftentimes want a Republican senator. But what the governor does is different. Maybe they wanted Sheriff Joe Lombardo because of his, crime, tough on crime background, if they feel he's going to be tough enough. I don't know. So, but you usually do see, parallels, just like Kemp. The governor, he won by a landslide in Georgia. It didn't translate to the Senate race. That is interesting. In fact, we're also being told that counties that did vote for Herschel Walker and had a Herschel Walker lead or votes went to Raphael Warnock within a month. Not sure what made them change their mind. Maybe they went to a couple of his rallies, maybe something else is going on. So I understand that, there is a lot of questions, and it's okay to ask the questions. It doesn't mean you're denying the election. It doesn't mean you're accusing, anybody of fraud. But it is a fascinating concept when you have a county or you have votes that went for one to switch 30 days later. What was it? Should some people not have, was it a rally that changed? I would ask, any of you that changed your mind in the last 30 days where you went from one to the other, what was it? And if they say, I didn't change my mind, that would be interesting. It also would be interesting to see if a governor was so heavily voted for and won, but it was flipped for the Senate. What made you choose a Republican governor but a Democratic senator? What was your thinking? Well, because the Senate is so much more important because of this, in terms of the state, I'm never in the state, and I do like Kemp. Kemp's a good guy. I mean, what is it? But it is intriguing and it is interesting. And trust me, I would rather people vote for the person. I don't like it when somebody votes just all D, all R. I enjoy it when somebody says, look, I really like this person. I like what they can do. I like the record. I think they'll be good. I think they know what they're doing. But, there are going to be a lot of questions as to how could a state who was so vehemently supportive of a Republican governor wanting a Democratic senator? Same thing with Nevada. That is interesting. But, maybe it's because they, what they want for the state is different than what they want nationally. Not sure. So if, President Trump's lost some of his endorsements, Adam Laxalt in Nevada, that one didn't necessarily, I think, reflect on necessarily Trump, because a lot of people didn't like Adam Laxalt. Even those who donated to his campaign found him to be a little rude, and I'm not giving him any more. And there was a lot of, questioning whether, Adam Laxalt was the best candidate. And so, if somebody says, look, Trump, we need you to, support this person, and, people say, well, gosh, so many of who he supported, they lost. Well, they asked for him to support not the shoo-ins, but the ones who needed help. I mean, for Trump to put his name down on somebody who could later, let's say have a issue come out, it's a gamble for him. So if they went to him and said, look, okay, we need your help, just like with Obama. If you have a candidate that is really, cutting it close, and in fact, they did have to go to Obama. They used to, last election, they went to Bill Clinton. Or before a lot of the Me Too movement happened, they went to Bill Clinton to help. And I think still they used him during this last midterm election. So having somebody help somebody who's in a race where it's an uphill battle, of course they're going to have a higher percentage of individuals, not making it. So, I mean, Nevada was one of those ones that was a tight race. Georgia was. So that doesn't shock me. The one thing that just really, blows my mind in terms of where Trump is he doesn't need the White House. He doesn't need all this drama. He doesn't need his house raided by the FBI. Yet he still keeps fighting. He still wants to run. I find that fascinating. I'm still mixed on it. I don't know if he should run or not. I know there's a lot of people that love him, especially with the border. There are people that want, when Joe Biden says the border, we're going to talk about that, there's more important things, than what's happening with the border. That is shocking. And so somebody like Trump saying, oh, no, this isn't happening. We're going to fix this. I see how that could be attractive, but, he does have a lot of baggage, but, why doesn't he quit? Is it because, he really loves the country, or is it because he wants to prove people wrong? So it is fascinating. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Stock
market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage application volume is on the decline. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying it dropped almost 2% last week when compared to the week prior to that. The drop came as the interest rate for a 30-year mortgage was little changed. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City is commemorating the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Museum President Susan Marinoff Zauser says Pearl Harbor became the proverbial example of losing the battle but winning the war.
Despite the shocking human toll and the great military impact, the recovery effort and the massive mobilization began almost immediately. And within just 2 years, the vast majority of the ships sunk or damaged that day at Pearl Harbor were salvaged, repaired, and refloated.
She says they look forward to seeing survivors share their stories. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was interesting. And this is something we as doctors face multiple times, and we have to get an ethics board involved to make a decision. But a New Zealand court has taken guardianship of a baby after parents refuse vaccinated blood for heart surgery. So a critically ill 6-month-old baby needed a transfusion. The parents didn't want blood going into the baby that had been vaccinated with COVID-19 because the parents were worried about what could have been in what the vaccine could have done to the blood. So in New Zealand, the High Court took the baby away from the parents. Justice Ian Gault ruled that the boy, who cannot be identified for legal reasons, would remain under the court's guardianship until he had recovered from the surgery. The court also appointed two doctors as its agents to oversee issues around the operation and the administration of the blood. Now, the baby has congenital heart defects and needs urgent open-heart surgery to survive, but the operation has been delayed by his parents because they want to make sure there's blood available that wasn't from a donor who had the COVID-19 vaccine. So this is a toughie. The baby's parents believed that there were, quote, spike proteins in the blood of people who had been vaccinated and that these proteins were causing unexpected deaths related to transfusions. The parents had previously demanded the New Zealand Blood Service take a donation from a person chosen by the family, but the agency refused and said it does not make a distinction between vaccinated and unvaccinated donors. And I'd love to hear from you guys, because I know this is probably drawing a lot of mixed emotions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the parents didn't want to deny the child blood. There are certain religions where you cannot use somebody else's blood. They were fine with the child getting blood. They wanted it, though, from somebody who was unvaccinated. And if the blood bank didn't have that distinction or whatever, they said, that's okay. We have somebody that hasn't been vaccinated. Use that blood for them. They were denied. So the court heard that Dr. Kirsten Finucane, the chief pediatric cardiac surgeon at Auckland Starship Hospital, had told the parents it was simply impractical to have a directed donor. Finucane had consulted with other experts and found that a cardiac bypass without using blood or blood products would not be an option for the baby's surgery. I agree with that. You have to have blood on standby. The only thing is why couldn't somebody donate blood and it be used? Now, one issue is it does take a few days to prep. The blood does take, if that baby needed emergency surgery, then that surgery has to be done now. When I donate blood, that blood is not going to be on the shelf for a few days. They have to screen it. They have to, you know, prepare it and then get it to the hospital or medical center. But if the surgery was going to happen in 3 days, then, you know, it was an option. The parents weren't being completely closed off to the idea. Now, were they justified in panicking about vaccinated blood? Listen, I'm vaccinated with COVID. I donate blood or the COVID vaccine. I've had COVID, so I've donated blood. I know some of you had said, but you got the vaccine. And I know some of you are concerned about that. And you're concerned about what's in the vaccine. I don't deny you that, you know, right to have a concern. For me, though, it's, I believe the mRNA degrades pretty quickly, and I don't believe the mRNA persists that long, especially since once it gets out of the lipoprotein, it gets into the cell, and I don't believe the spike proteins per se are causing side effects. I do think the side effects we're seeing with the vaccine might be more of the substrate as opposed to the spike protein. So when you hear people collapse or you hear that there's issues, I haven't seen the data that it could be the spike proteins. I know that some of the components in the vaccine could have been in previous literature linked to arrhythmias and things like that. But it's a tough one. You know, we were mandated in my neck of the woods to get, you know, vaccinated. And as a doctor, it was going to be very, very difficult, you know, for me to go anywhere or work or do anything without the vaccine. Would I have gotten the vaccine if it wasn't mandated? I don't know. I'm mixed. I probably would have waited. And then I would have gotten COVID anyway. I mean, I understand. Originally, it was pretty dangerous. And I know they needed all hands on deck, and they needed anybody, you know. And I know some people think that I'm contaminated because I've had the vaccine. But I made that decision. It was my choice. I wanted to have some level of protection. I had to go with whatever information I was given. And I am glad I got it. No regrets. If I do have regrets, I will tell you. I will tell you. I'm pretty open. I did not like the side effects that I got. I mean, I had to put off my mammogram. I had chest pain. I was on the Simon Conway show yesterday. He can't get the vaccine anymore because when he got it, he got 2 episodes of pericarditis after each vaccine. So his doctor says, hell no, we don't want you taking it. But, you know, I'm glad I got it, but again, nothing I would mandate. But, you know, what do you do if you have parents of a child and the child needs blood? And they are asking that there be blood from somebody unvaccinated. Now, I don't know about their local blood bank, New Zealand Blood Service, but I know with our blood bank, they asked me, have I ever been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine? And then I said, yes. So there is a way to tell. There is a distinction where I went at Vitalin. Now, I don't know if personally they separate the blood or not, or if it's just a question, did you get it? When did you get it? You know, I would also be concerned as a parent if somebody had COVID, I guess. You know, I don't want, I don't want my baby exposed to COVID if he doesn't have to be. But since the average person, I think, has been exposed to COVID, you know, that's good to be almost impossible. So you could test the blood for antibodies. But the thing is, you know, an antibody just means that your body had fought it in the past. It doesn't necessarily always mean that it's not necessarily in there, especially depending on which antibodies you run, IgG versus IgM. So the parents and doctors were unable to agree on the infant's treatment and blood transfusion, so the New Zealand Health Service made an application under the Care of Children Act in November, requesting the court to appoint a doctor to take temporary guardianship of the baby for his medical care only. Following the court's ruling, Dr. Mike Shepherd, Auckland's interim director of the New Zealand Health Service, said its decisions were always made with the best interest of the child in mind. We acknowledge the decision made by the court following our application in relation to the baby surgery and recognize this is a difficult situation for all involved. Now, they are suggesting that the parents do get the baby back. It's just while the baby's in the hospital, they can't make any decisions for the baby. That is scary for any parent. Now, and again, I do feel bad for the parents because they did offer a solution. They said, we have a donor, same blood type, that didn't get the vaccine. Can you use that blood? It wasn't that they were, no, I don't want anything in, I'd rather the baby die than get any blood from anybody. That's not what they were saying. They were like, look, okay, if you guys can't make the distinction, all right, can you use, I have the same blood type as my boys, use my blood. And that wasn't honored. Now, again, it could also be, what if they had something else in their blood that would not allow it to be used? So, it's a tough call. But hopefully the baby's okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of the coolest data I think is out there, although I don't think it's the most welcomed data because it means we might be spied upon, but is looking for trends in what's happening in a population based on their Google searches. You know, every year we hear of a study where scientists are like, we know where flu is going to hit next. And you're like, how? Because we're looking at the Google searches. We see sneezing. cough, medication, shopping searches. So if you see in a local area there being a uptick in word searches for symptoms, for medications, for how long does flu last, what are the symptoms of the flu, or what are the symptoms of COVID, etc., then they could tell that there is something going on in that city. So it's the chatter. It's the internet chatter. I think that's kind of cool. On the flip side, that does kind of stink because, you know, your search history, I don't really search anything except, you know, movies, IMDb a lot, because I'm like, I watch a show going, I recognize that person. Where did I see that person from? And then, of course, stories for the next day. Although I do worry that whenever I search up, you know, like let's say there's a school shooting or there's a workplace shooting and I do a search for that, I always worry that the FBI is like, wait a second, she is searching for that. She's looking up guns. She's looking up, well, I'm preparing for my show. So I'm always a little nervous about that, but someone's always watching. Well, we do once a year get the most Googled term or terms. And you're going to find this interesting. The most, America's most Googled term wasn't Putin, wasn't war, wasn't Trump, but it was Wordle. That Wordle game. Can you believe that? Now, I know why. I play Wordle. Wordle is an online game through the New York Times. And I think there's an app. I just don't download the app. But when I want to play my Wordle every day, I go to Google, I type Wordle, and then it shows me how to. Because if you go to Wordle.com, it's another website. So it's not on Wordle.com. So it pulls up the New York Times, and you click on the New York Times, because New York Times bought the game, and then you can play your Wordle. And then I do that because I put up my daily Wordle clues. So that makes sense. So that means to me, Wordle is still a very popular game. Basically what it is you have 6 tries to figure out a 5-letter word. And when you write, like I start off with the word stare, S-T-A-R-E. And I do that because those are some of the most common letters in our vernacular, in words in our vernacular. Then it'll light up green if I got the word, the letter in the right place in the right position. It'll light up yellow if that letter is correct, but it's in the wrong position. So then you use those clues to come up with something. And I rarely miss it, but then I put up a clue. So I do. I search Wordle a lot. So I guess that beat out news events and the war and everything else. But the search engine Google has released its 2022 year in search themes and insights, looking at the most common Googled terms or words. Now, as you could imagine, if Wordle wasn't involved, election results came in the next. Then came Betty White. Then came Queen Elizabeth. Betty White beat out Queen Elizabeth. Now, remember, this is America. So a lot of people know Betty White. What blows my mind about Betty White, may she rest in peace, is my kids knew who she was. Why? Because of the movie The Proposal. Or Betty White would be used in a lot. She was still active, way into her 90s in acting. And so my kids knew who she was. And my kids are Gen Zs, and I'm a Gen X. So not only did the boomers and the traditionalists know who she was, but everybody all across the board. Queen Elizabeth, obviously she's the queen, but my guess is Betty White made more news than America. Number 5 was Bob Saget. Then came Ukraine. Ukraine came after Bob Saget. Maybe it's because there was a lot of controversy over how he died and what happened, so people kept wanting to look it up. Number 7 was Mega Millions. So probably for the numbers. Powerball came in number 8, and Hetch number 9, and then Jeffrey Dahmer came in number 10. So that's pretty fascinating. Now, in terms of news, in terms of the top news, now those were the top overall searches. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, Will Smith were also searched, but that was under a different rating. So if we look at news, number 1 was election results, number 2 was Queen Elizabeth passing, number 3 was Ukraine, Number 4 was Powerball numbers. Number 5 was Hurricane Ian. 6 was monkeypox. 7 was Texas school shooting. 8 was the Will Smith Oscar slap. 9 was the Johnny Depp verdict. And number 10 was Roe v. Wade. So that's interesting. More people were worried about the Powerball and monkeypox and Will Smith than Roe v. Wade. Now, in terms of people, the number one searched person was Johnny Depp. Number 2 was Will Smith. Number 3 was Amber Heard. So Amber Heard, that was, yeah, you would think Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Nope, Will Smith made it. Antonio Brown came in number 4. He had a lot of drama this year. And last, Carrie Lake came in number 5. Anna Sorokin came in number 6. Chris Rock, number 7. So Chris Rock was the victim of the Will Smith slap, and he came in far below Will Smith. Andrew Tate, number 8. Adam Levine, number 9. Serena Williams, number 10. Now, what about films? The top film searches, number 1 was Encanto. Number 2 was Thor, Love and Thunder. And I think the reason why is, remember, Thor's tushy? I wrote an article about that. So I know a lot of people hit that so they could see Thor's tushy. Number 3 was Top Gun Maverick. Number 4 was The Batman. Number 5 was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Number 6 was Black Adam. Number 7 was Jurassic World Dominion. Number 8 was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Number 9 was Morbius. And number 10 was Turning Red. So athletes. In terms of athletes, top search was Antonio Brown, then Serena Williams, Joe Burrow, Aaron Judge, understandably so, Manti Te'o, Brittany Griner, Shaun White, Eileen Gu, Baker Mayfield, and Camilla Valieva. It's interesting. I love having data, and I think having data you could do a lot with. You could also look at, you could interpret a lot from that. You could also misinterpret a lot from that. But you could interpret a lot from that, and I think there's a lot of data. It's a shame that Google might be more one political side than another, because it really would be fascinating to see, you know, how many people did search of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or side effects of ivermectin or, other sorts of things. It would be really, really interesting to see that. Or Google searches. You know, is bitter taste in my mouth a vaccine side effect? Well, that would be fascinating to see. And if you did see, a big spike in it, you know, when was that? You could look at vaccination numbers, because the CDC posts those vaccination numbers because they get them. And then you could look at what search terms spiked during that time. And that could also help you in terms of side effects or in terms of somebody doing well. It's a lot of data. I think it's cool that we have it. I do get a little nervous about what other data they have. The Pornhub, they submit their research of, you know, the most common times watched, how long somebody is on. And, I think Super Bowl Sunday has the least amount of porn viewers. Still a lot, but the least. Because, you know, everyone's watching football. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.